Well, hello and welcome to Epic Sensitives. I am Angie, the Phoenix, and I will be your hostess for the next hour. I'm really excited to be here on this Tuesday afternoon and look forward to talking with my dear friend, Amber Griffiths. In a few minutes, I'll bring her on the air and share her lovely energy with you. She's such a fireball, and I'm so excited that she agreed to collaborate with me on air and let me interview her just so that I would get to spend some more time in her presence and also share her wisdom and her genius with you because of how passionate she is about what she's here to do on the planet. So thank you for those of you that have been private messaging me behind the scenes and sharing the show and having questions, because truly it is your feedback and your questions and your experiences of what I am sharing on this show that creates and generates more ideas of how I can be of service to you, how I can be of service to this planet as a whole, and as service to the Epic Sensitives who are waking up and becoming aware of their powers, their abilities, their capacities, and their gifts. So thank you for reaching out to me. For those of you that are listening online and may need to leave your computer, you can continue to follow what Amber and I are talking about by calling in to area code 646-787-8475. Again, that's 646-787-8475. And also, I was able to get the chat room up and running today. Happiness. So if you want to come on over to the blogtalkradio.com website on their homepage, there is a live chat. Look for Epic Sensitive in the live chats and come join us over in the chat room, because that gets pretty fun because I'm able to interact with you behind the scenes while we're talking and we can answer your questions live and on air, which a lot of people like. So who am I? As I mentioned, I am Angie, the Phoenix, and I have been working with Epic Sensitives concentratedly for the last 5 years. However, I have been doing healing work in one way or another through learning modalities, training to be a life coach, getting certified, doing all kinds of interpersonal work and training to support others and doing interpersonal work. I've been doing that for about 25 years. I'm super passionate about sharing my love of being human on this planet while still being a divine creature. And oh, hi, Miss Pretty. It's been a while since I've seen you. It's happy to see you in the chat room. That's fun. So I love being of service to Epic Sensitives. And I love that often the people that come to me, the very first thing they say is, I have no idea what I'm doing here. All I know is I had to come see you, or all I know is I had to come here and you're here and I don't know what I'm doing. So that just lights me up. I learned through a very dark path, choosing into experiencing abuse, choosing into how horrible can I make my life existence be on this planet, and choosing into a couple of near-death experiences in my adult life, and then checking in and saying, hey, Ange, do you actually want to be human? Do you actually want to live? Do you actually want to be on this planet? And getting really clear about whether or not I actually wanted to be here, because in truth, this dimension is an at-will place. We are here by choice. And so on the second near-death energy or near-death experience, I had to actually choose in because I wanted to be here. And I chose in that moment that if I'm going to actually be on this planet, I have to understand how to be epic, how to be empathic, psychic, intuitive, and creative, because I am expansive in all of those energies. And I have to understand, how do I be on this planet when I can feel stuff that's happening on the other side of the globe? How can I be on this planet when I'm hearing other people's thoughts? How can I be on this planet when I'm feeling the desperation, despair, depression, and anxiety that is rampant on this planet? How do I be? And so I had to develop a foundation of clarity, and I did it through play. As a child, I was completely curious about what it meant to be a human, and then my curiosity got me in trouble, and so I shut it down. But as an adult, I had to look at, how do I want to be on this planet? Do I want to have a heavy existence? Do I want to be serious? And oh my hell, no, I did not want to be serious. I wanted to play. And that's part of the reason why I've been drawn to Amber, who I'm going to be bringing on in just a couple of moments, because Amber is this light presence, this light being. And when I see her, when I get to cross paths with her, I experience her as being the embodiment of a giggle. And when I see her, I actually giggle, like I feel myself light up. And it's just really genuinely, authentically joyful to connect with her. So who is Amber Griffith? She is the CEO and branding rock star of Your Brand by Design. That's part of the reasons why I was drawn to her, because I, as a graphic designer who loves branding, that's one of my favorite things to do as a designer. When I found out she was a designer, I was like, oh man, I love you even more just because you do branding. And how important is that? It's so important for businesses, but it also applies to individuals in their personal lives. I believe if you set up a mission statement for your life and then brand your life to match that mission statement, you actually create a life of joy and success and peace, abundance, whatever energy it is that your mission statement encompasses. When you brand your life to match that, you actually experience it. And so today, we're going to be talking about ways to brand your life. She is driven, Amber's driven by the belief that every entrepreneur has a unique voice that only they can share. And I invite you, as Epic Sensitive, to listen to what she says and apply that to your life, whether it's your personal life or your business life. These skills that she's going to share can be applied in both areas. Amber's been a member of several national organizations, serving as vice president of NetGain BNI, and she co-founded Abundant Business BNI. Amber also chaired the Education Committee for NABO and is currently a member of eWomen Network and the Public Speakers Association. She has spent more than two decades working with hundreds of business owners and entrepreneurs, creating brands worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. She's dedicated to helping entrepreneurs exponentially increase their joy and their profits in their business. And I am so honored to welcome her to my show, and I'm going to bring her on the air now. Miss Amber, can you hear me? Are you there?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can. Welcome. I'm so excited that you're here on
Thank
Epic
Sensitive.
Thank
you so much.
So it's such an honor to introduce you to my people. And I would love for you to share more about who you are and what you're passionate about.
Oh my goodness. I'm passionate about whatever brings me joy. And I realize that sounds like an oversimplification, but I love the way you talked about you and your backstory at the beginning of this, in that there are ways to be absolutely miserable. There are ways to take things way too seriously and make everything just really hard. And whether that's in personal life or in business, I think it applies the same way. You know, you've heard, I'm sure, how you do one thing is how you do everything. And so part of why I started my business and part of why I do what I do is because I spent so long being very, very serious, I was going to be a pharmacist. I was going to take care of, you know, medicine and people. And I spent a few years in high school being a pharmacy technician. And when I started to do that for reals as a job in college, I realized that it wasn't the pills that I loved. It was because it was a hometown pharmacy. And I got to deal with all these people. And it had a flower shop in the back. So I got to deal with all of those people. And I realized it wasn't about the medication. It wasn't about the chemistry or the pharmaceuticals at all. It was just the people coming in and out and hearing their stories and getting to be a part of that. And it was amazing. And when I started my career as a graphic designer, I love graphic design. We absolutely have that in common. But I also realized it was about 10% of who I really was. And so 11 years ago, I jumped out of corporate life because it was very serious graphic design. And and again, it, as much as it brings me joy, it's about 10% of what I have to offer, which means I'm making about 10% of the impact that I really can make on this world. So I started working with branding because I love graphic design, but I love it when it has a purpose. I love it when it's effective and powerful and authentic. And I watch these entrepreneurs come and go, and I watch them get lost in worrying about what the competition's doing and worrying about, you know, all these different things and making things just too hard. When really, if you get serious about and get super clear about your brand, your voice, your fans, your soundtrack, then when you start with the joy like that, because that's really what it's about, claiming your voice and using 100% of your voice, that's joyful to me. And when you get all the way through that rock star brand, and like you said, whether that's business or personal, it applies to both. The joy, once you have that joy and you settle in and just start rolling around in that joy, the profits come. The rest of it comes easy. So I love working with people to help them say yes to 100% of who they are and working with 100% of who they serve and offering 100% of what they have to offer to this world and making that kind of an impact. It is absolutely, it makes me giggle. It makes me, I kind of, you know, I get done with a coaching session or speaking somewhere and I just vibrate on a higher level for 3 or 4 days. I just love it. It's amazing.
I love that your work makes you giggle. That's just delicious. And I'm really appreciating how you said that graphic design is only about 10% of what, of you, and therefore that means you're only making 10% of an impact that you could actually make in the world.
Yeah.
And I think that is so important for humans to actually understand that where they're focusing their energy, for you, graphic design lit you up, you love it, but it was only a portion of what you were. It's not the fullness of you. And when you expanded into actually doing graphic design with a purpose, which is branding the entrepreneurs you work with, then you actually stepped into your purpose path and actually have the ability to create the impact that you're here to create.
Absolutely.
Love that. I love it. So talk to me about, and share with the people that are listening in about claiming your voice. What does that mean to you?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, this is one of, well, I should say this is not my favorite because they're all just so juicy. I love them. The claiming your voice part, you don't have to sing, but you can if you want to. But claiming your voice, this is digging down deep into what makes you tick. We dig into your core values because even if it's in business, people, especially when I work with entrepreneurs or hire, you know, big corporations are like, my core values, what does that have to do with anything? This is a brand. And the bottom line is your core values will affect your behavior and they will drive your business. It will completely change the way you interact with people. It affects the words that you use. So when I say claim your voice, I say that's that 100%. Saying, this is my story, this is my message, this is the whole reason I'm on earth, this is the whole purpose for me getting up in the morning, whether I put shoes on or not, this is what I'm destined to do, and this is a story I'm destined to share. And if that's a product, if that's a service, if that's on whatever level you use that, claim 100% of it. There's one of those, especially, again, especially in business, but even in I was going to say real life, even in off-hours life, we try so hard to fit in. We're so worried about doing it wrong or missing out on something mm-hmm. that we miss out on the greatest thing, which is us. And mm-hmm. there's something about, you know, being very authentic, and I realize that a lot of people use that. But it's not just being real and being who you are. It's being authentic in on that 100% level. You know, I'm trying to think, I think it's Oscar Wilde who says, you have to be yourself. Everyone else is taken. And if you apply that to your relationships, that becomes even more authentic. Don't worry about what everybody else is doing. Don't get lost in the noise, get lost in the shuffle. You know, people are always talking about how with social media, blah, 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 there's so much noise and you can get lost. And, you know, anything you put out there, whether it's a personal message or an advertisement, it has a shelf life of about 2.5 minutes. But when it's authentic and when it really comes from you and when it's 100% of you, it lasts. It's not making just making noise. You're being loud with a purpose. And that's how you create brand loyalty. That's how you create fans. That's ultimately how you create joy. I mean, imagine if you had a story to tell and you could tell the first 2 minutes of it, but you couldn't get to the pivotal plot. You couldn't get to the end of the story. You could only tell the introduction over and over and over again. That's frustrating. Mm. I mean, think about that for just a second. You know, you have this amazing secret to tell and you can only tell the first 10 words of it. That's awful. Mm. That's so frustrating. That's how a lot of people live their lives. It's a great first line. It's a great 10 seconds, but it's not the whole story. So mm-hmm. And part of it too, like I look at with me when the graphic design, like I said, that it does fill me up. It does bring me joy, but it's 10%. And if you can take that to 100, I mean, this is simple math. Even branding experts like me can handle where you just 10 times what you're experiencing right now, you know, mm-hmm. and in business, you're talking about 10 times the potential income in your business. If this is how much mm-hmm. you're doing, if you can figure out a way to claim it all, holy cow, watch out, world. Watch out. It's amazing.
I'm really appreciating talking how you said being loud on purpose. And because prior to earlier today, I was talking with another collaborator, and he and I were talking about the program that I'm building out right now, which is called the Epic Revolution. Revolution, though, is spelled R-E-V-E-L, as in revel, to play.
He
was like, huh, well, what does revelry mean? And I was like, well, revelry is a loud celebration, is actually, and just like you said, being loud on purpose. And
yeah.
part of what I have experienced in the world of Epic Sensitives and what I'm hearing you say you are supporting entrepreneurs in doing is claiming their voices so that they actually, when they are presenting in the world as an entrepreneur or when an Epic Sensitive is presenting in the world, what they present is in alignment with what their truth is. And I think that that's
Absolutely.
Part of the journey of waking up and why branding is so important, because when your branding is in alignment with your truth, then your mark on the world alone, just the mark alone, creates the
yeah.
impact of your truth.
Absolutely. It's just that much more powerful. One of the other reasons I really like the claiming your voice portion of the brand is because my father used to tell me, my father is one of those old military guys. He's my favorite. I'm very close with my father, and he has all mm-hmm. these little snippets of wisdom that he thought he was just being snarky, but they're really huge. And one of the things he used to tell me is, having lost sight of our goal, we've doubled our effort. And as I apply that mm-hmm. to business, as I apply that to life, if you are not claiming your voice and if you are not keeping your vision, your mission right front and foremost in your mind, you will lose it. You will lose sight of it and you will veer off path. You will start flinging stuff at the wall, hoping something sticks, hoping to get traction in your business, hoping to get traction in your relationships. So without claiming 100% of that, and because that part of that is your vision, if you start veering off to the side or, you know, jingly keys over here and, you know, oh, look, a kitty over here, it just pretty soon you've spent a lot of time and a lot of energy, a lot of money, a lot of any resource you have, and you have nothing to show for it. So this really is just, you know, if you keep that end vision in sight and make sure that everything you do and everything you say moves you toward that end, you get there faster, you get there with way more laughter, and you get to bring all your favorites with you. So, I mean, beat that.
Exactly. How do you beat that? Awesome. Well, and the other thing I love is when you have lived your life practicing being silent to remain safe, you have a tendency of conforming to the truths of others around, also as a way of remaining safe. To create successful businesses, to create successful sex.
You're not wrong.
Exactly. Successful relationships, successful family life. To have that success factor in your life, you have to know what you want so you know what to claim, how, and you have to know your truth.
Yeah, and absolutely.
And that's where it starts. So what about creating clarity about who you serve, connecting with your fans, with your people? What is that about, Miss Amber?
Oh my goodness. This is another one of those juicy pieces. I look at this as your brand, especially in business, is that whole relationship that you have with your ideal clients. So when I say fans, I'm talking about the people who are not just sort of interested in what you do and might pass by and go to, you know, pick up something free. They might listen to your freebie song on the radio, or they'll not throw out a CD that they're given. I'm talking fans like they will come to every single concert. They will be in the front three rows. They will bring all their friends with them saying, this woman's amazing. You have to hear her. They will buy and wear the concert t-shirt. I'm talking crazy, amazing, loyal fans. And that's who you want to work with in business. That's who you want to play with in life. You know, there's movies about it and there's jokes about it, that whole with a relationship of she's just not that into you or he's just not that into you. That's how I view your ideal clients too. Why would you spend time and money and energy, and again, any resource you have, chasing after people who are just not that into you? When you know, because the reason you're doing what you're doing, the reason you have your business, the reason you are sharing your story, is because you saw a need, you saw a problem with the world, you saw a concern in the world, and you know you have a solution for it. You know that you have ways to make somebody else's life easier, better, whatever, to exponentially increase it. And why wouldn't you spend all of your time and efforts attracting them? They're the ones who are going to get the most benefit out of it. Again, with the joy, if you get to work with people you love, groovy. That's exactly what you want to do. If you want to hang out with people who love you and who get you crazy and who can jive with you on the exact same, you know, on the same level, why not spend all of your efforts attracting them? The other part of that is, especially in business, when it comes to marketing, I hear this a lot. I'm sure you have too, Angie. Well, I don't know what to say. I want to send out this email, but I don't know what to say. You know, how do I sell this, or how do I announce this? Well, if you get super clear about the other person on the other end of that, your ideal client, the one who you know your service is going to make their lives better, you know exactly what to say. You know how they speak. You know what because so much of that is not what you need to say. It's what they need to hear. So when you get super clear about who they are, and I'm not talking just demographics, because sometimes those matter and sometimes they don't, frankly. The more global we are and the more we can play online, geography has very little to do with what we're doing. But if you get into your psychographics, you figure out what scares them to death, what excites them, what their challenges are, what their strengths are, what their weaknesses are, then you know exactly what to say to them. You know, and you know how to get it there. You're not spending thousands of dollars on some printed mail when they're always on Facebook and you're not spending tons and tons of time on web ads and Facebook ads and online stuff when you know they don't ever get on there. You know that they're going to respond better to a print. You know, it's that kind of thing where it just enhances that relationship because it takes the uncertainty out of your marketing. It takes the uncertainty out of who needs me, who wants me, who do I serve. When you know exactly who they are, you know exactly where they are, you know what makes them tick. So it shortens that sales time. It shortens that connection time because you can pick them up in the crowd. I mean, it's like you and I, Edgy. We get into the same room. We're like, you're mine. I will play with you. I can feel it. I can taste it. I will play with you. And that's just by being super clear, and that's why it's the second step. It's why it comes after your voice, being clear about who you are, and then being clear about your fans, your ideal clients, your people. And it just makes those relationships amazing. I mean, they're more authentic. Mm. They're more supportive. They're more powerful. And they just have better results start to finish.
So for you, Epic Sensitives, especially you, who are empathic and intuitive, what Amber is talking about right now is such a powerful concept to master. Because as an empath, you are feeling what other people are feeling, and you are sensing what they are thinking. And if you're intuitive, you're knowing what's going on. So you have a tendency to get lost in those sensations that you're thinking are yours, and being clear about what is yours and what is everybody else is how you begin to understand how do you connect with the people that you are in alignment with. What I really love about what you said, Amber, is how if you can understand what they need to hear, then you can speak to them in a way they'll hear you.
Exactly.
The experience that I've had with my Epic Sensitives, the people that are drawn to me, is they often don't know what they want, and they don't know if they can even want what they want if they know what they want.
Yeah.
And so when you have a tendency to look outside of yourself and base your world on what everybody else is doing, so that you can remain safe or you can feel peace or so you know that everyone else is around you is happy, then you're connecting with people who are going to show up so you can continually fix them so that they can be happy. So is that the kind of fans you want in your life? Do you want
that sounds
people?
Exhausting.
I know, doesn't it? You know, and the reason why I can talk about this is because that used to be me. I used to be the person. When I was younger, I often had the feedback. I received the feedback, especially from my partners, from the men that I was in intimate relationships with. The number one thing I would receive from them is, you know me better than anybody else knows me on this planet. And as they were saying this to me, I was thinking, yeah, but you have no idea who I am.
Yeah.
And it was because I was hiding. I was hiding. And the only reason why I was connecting with them so intimately was because I had mastered the art of listening for protection. So I would listen and talk to those people as if they were the only people on the planet, and therefore I would draw out their intimate details and they would feel really connected with me because I would receive their stories.
Yeah.
And I was using it to protect myself. And so what was continually showing up for me, and this is why I'm relating this to what Amber just shared, is I was continually attracting fans, friends, lovers who I could never be myself with because I had started that relationship as them. So they were just interacting with another version of themselves whenever
yeah,
they were
there
with me. Yes. And it was so powerfully protective, but I was so lonely.
That's part of it. And I think it's part of why I love the clarity about both your voice and your fans. Because the part that makes them ideal clients is not because they just because they want you. You have to want them too. And it's part of why you have to be super clear about who you are and what you actually want in life. Because you can fill your schedule. It's like you said, you know, you're going to surround yourself with people who will need to be fixed. People who know you can fix them, which just sounds exhausting. But if you get super clear about what you actually want and you start working with people who are truly ideal, which means you want them just as much as they want, and it's not a need, it's a want. Because there's something about scarcity and that desperation that is also very draining. And you can fill your schedule, you can fill every single day with people who just need you and will just drain you and then leave. Or you can work with people and hang out with people who are ideal for you, which means you both get... You both are filled. You both get to have fill your cup and be joyful and have amazing lives together. That is the essence of working with an ideal client. It's not just a target market. It's not just people, you know, like you said, the people who, well, I know you can hear me. I know you feel me, so I need to talk to you. Well, that's very one-sided. That's just as one-sided as the other way around. It's got to be both sides. And the more open you are, I love how you talk about listening for protection. We do that all the time. Where we're like, if I do it like somebody else does it, I can't mess up because everybody's doing it this way. You know, and I'm thinking, this is not high school people. This is not the time to blend in. Stand out with a purpose. Claim your voice. Be who you are. Be 100% of who you are. And the people who want you and want 100% of you will come flocking to your door. You will absolutely draw them to you.
Absolutely. What I'm really appreciating about this connection that we are actually displaying for you, the listeners today, is Amber and I, we're both graphic designers, and yet we both have a bigger purpose than designing awesome graphics, which we both are capable of. I love that your dog is barking and wanting to join us, because my neighbor's dog has been barking as soon as we got on the air. I love it.
I knew I would give about 30 minutes.
That's awesome.
They're lovely.
But what I'm really loving is the synergy. So Amber and I come together, and I'm hoping that you can sense what is happening. As Amber and I interact, there is this energy that is actually rising as she and I interact and co-create and collaborate together. We are developing a rising energy. And that's what happens when you connect with your fans, those passionate fans that are going to follow you around, not because they're stalking you, but because they believe in you. And when your fans are in your business or in your life, I mean, oh my gosh, how would this world be if everybody's life was filled with fans instead of frenemies, which is what the trend has been for too long.
I like what you said about being very lonely, because, you know, you have these people who will take on clients just to have a client. It's this, and I tell them, like, that is $20 the hard way. And it's how you are with friends. It's like, I don't want to be alone, so I'm going to go hang out with people who are going to drain me. Well, it is better to hang out by your own self and figure that out. Then, because honestly, then your time is going to be taken up and drained over here at this party that just sucks, and full of people who are literally just sucking your soul. and you're not going to even notice. You're not going to be open to that amazing relationship when it comes. You're not going to be available because you're exhausted, or you're just, your mindset, your mind frame, you're not thinking clearly. So it's it's just one of those easy, super easy. Well, I say it's easy. It's hard to stay focused on that, because especially if you're super lonely, especially if you're just starting your business, it's easy to just take whatever comes just because it's there. But that's just a dangerous road to go down, I think.
I remember when I very first came out of the closet as a reader, as an intuitive, psychic, empathic energy reader. I didn't know what to call myself, first of all, because I wasn't a traditional psychic. And I had done it. I've done the work that I do, the reading, the energy reading, all my life. And so when I actually came out officially and decided to be doing it in the world and actually receiving money for it, I was attracting clients that I knew were not my clients. They were not the people I was here to serve. They were people that were looking to me to tell them their answer, to predict their future. And for me, that is an ethical breach for me, because I believe this planet is a space of free will and choice. And if I tell you what your future is going to be, I have just created your future for you, which means I've taken away your choice. And I remember how scared I was, because these, you know, the first thing that happened was, of course, I had been on the consciousness movement, in the, you know, the awakening movement, and so I'd been learning all of these consciousness skills, and one of the things that they had taught me is you're never supposed to say no to the universe when it sends you something you're asking for. And so I'm asking for clients. The universe is sending a whole bunch of clients my way, and so I'm saying yes to them. Because I was taught, you say yes to the universe. However, the problem was, I knew that those fans, those clients, weren't my people. But when I spend a half hour with that person who the entire process for me felt like an utter betrayal, it felt like violation, because I was going against myself. And I spent a half hour literally in rape energy, because I was going against my own no. So by the time I was done. I was like, oh, my goodness, what have I just done to myself? That was horrible. I had to get clear. I want to interact with my people. And
you've got to ask better questions.
Absolutely. Better questions. There's such power in questions. I talk a lot about that here on Epic Sensitive. Who is it you want to connect with? How do you want to experience that connection?
Absolutely. Stay away from anybody and everybody. Because chances are anybody and everybody will fall into your lap. That's awesome.
Exactly.
Except that it's awful. Except that it's draining and it's not your people. Mm-hmm. I tell people, I'm like, if any fish will do, that's fine. But if you want really great fish, you've got to use better bait. Otherwise, you're just going to catch carp. And your boat will be full of carp.
Yum.
So you've got to. When you, I love that the universe is sending you clients. Awesome. They're sending you exactly what you're asking for. In which case, absolutely, be more specific. I don't want anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I want the specific person with this specific thing. And like you said, I love how that is. How do I want to experience them? That's a huge part of your ideal client and your fans is, what do I want this to feel like? How do I, what do I want out of this? People get so hung up, especially with entrepreneurs, because they have this service solution for the world. And they get so caught up in trying to serve other people. Like, okay, but you have to enjoy this too. Otherwise, you might as well go get, a corporate job, or you might as well go do something you hate. You have to have that joy in your life. And it'll feed on itself. That's the other great part, is whatever it is you're developing, it'll just bigger and more awesome. But so you better make sure that it's what you want.
Because in your... One thing I want to emphasize that Amber just said is, this is your business. Whether your business is a business or your business is your life, this is your business. This is your experience. And especially for the epic sensitive entrepreneurs, if you are one of those epic sensitive entrepreneurs,
oh my goodness,
you get to choose how you experience your business. Your business should be built to bring you joy, to bring you peace, to bring you abundance. Your business should be built on a foundation of those yummy energies you want to experience. If you are building your business from a platform of what do my people want and how can I give it to them, and you're forgetting your aspect in this, then you are doing the number one thing that epic sensitives do, which is to focus on everyone else first and forget about themselves. So you're literally building a dysfunctional life or business when you're focused on other people's first. Your divine birthright is to experience a life that is full of joy, peace, abundance, love, security, stability, whatever energy it is that you want to experience. You have to build your foundation on that first.
Absolutely. There is nothing sustainable. There's no lasting reward for ignoring your needs, for ignoring your voice, for stomping it down, and for completely taking yourself out of the equation. And frankly, you're going to serve your people less. You are not going to be able to serve into your full capacity when you are being drained, when you are not okay, when you are playing at 10% instead of 100%. Mm-hmm. It will be completely lackluster. I mean, have you ever had one of those clients or one of those friends where every time they call it, you roll your eyes just a little bit, like you cringe and grit your teeth just a little bit?
Yeah.
Or maybe you'll just let that phone call slide today. I mean, we've all had those people where you're like, I do not have the energy for this phone call. I cannot answer the phone. Bless or release people. These are the people that you cannot have in your lives anymore, because they will absolutely drain every last ounce of energy you have, and then they will move on. And it's not out of malice. It is not because they're trying to use you, but it's more that you're letting it. You are allowing that to happen. You've got to create very strong boundaries. I tell people, I'm like, building walls opens doors. You build those walls that these are my boundaries.
Yep.
This is where I can go and no further. This is how I can serve you. And these are the people I want to play with. You will absolutely open doors to the people who really, truly want to play.
Ooh, that's yummy. I got kibbles on that one. Ooh.
Yay!
You preach it, sister. Go!
I have to be careful not to stand up, or I really will get on my soapbox.
That's awesome. So you have a secret weapon that is what you say is the single most effective tool in developing someone's brand. Let's talk about that secret. Let's talk about it.
I love that. I'm going to call that from now on. It is called your brand soundtrack. And it really is that single most effective tool for maintaining and building a brand that is clear, cohesive, and will convert potential customers into ideal clients. It will keep you on task better than any other single tool I have found. Because music is everything in my world, everything has a beat. I'm over 40 and I still hear the music in my head. I still dance down the aisle. There's still music. And your soundtrack is that intentional collection of the rhythm and the lyrics and the melody that moves your business forward. Mm. It is more than a style guide. I mentioned it to somebody, they're like, oh, no, I got a style guide. I got my logo. I'm like, oh, heavens. You have this tiny little piece. Especially as a graphic designer, you know how important a style guide is. Here's my colors. Mm-hmm. Here are my fonts. Here's whatever. In a brand soundtrack, your style guide is 2 or 3 pages of what is usually between a 26 and 30 page document. It's huge. Because your brand soundtrack includes your vision. It includes your mission statement. It includes your ideal client avatar. So everything about them is in a single document. It includes all your marketing pieces. So if you have 20 marketing, which if you've been in business longer than a year, you have your business cards, your email signatures, your social memes, your website. I mean, all these different things. It has an entire list in there so that if you ever make a change, you say, okay, we're going to change this email address. We're going to change this color. Here's the 20 pieces we have to make sure that we change it on so that nothing gets left behind. There's no stragglers. Because it really is. Thank you. Because it's one of the easiest ways to lose your brand is to not be consistent. Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
We had an emergency on 9-1. Talk amongst yourselves for just a second. We're gonna lose our stuff here. Hang on.
Okay. So what I really love about what Amber was sharing is the power of creating an actual document that contains all of the important information for branding. Now, when you apply this, that totally makes sense to me. That's why I blurted. That's genius. When you apply that to your business and you have in one place all of the components of your business and you have one place to go to find all of that information, you're saving time and energy in a hunt for stuff that could be spread all from hither and yon. And so you make yourself more profitable and effective. Is the emergency complete already?
Yes, we're done.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's amazing what can set up an Aussie. I apologize. So unprofessional. But it is real life. There is part of that, like you said, it's going to save you time trying to collect everything. One of those things that I have noticed is, especially if you ever have to work with a designer or a developer, you will save hours, if not hundreds of hours, scooching things to the left, changing the blue, changing your purple, changing the font. And when you save hours with a designer or a developer or a printer, that translates to hundreds, if not thousands of dollars every time you have to have that battle. So everything becomes easier. Now, what if you want to build a team? This is one of those documents where you can hand this off to a new staff. If you're outsourcing something, if somebody's going to do your website for you. Oh, no. Did I lose you?
I'm still here.
Are we
we're
there?
Still
okay.
Here. We're here.
Yay, awesome. I'm like, I can't hear you. It's one of the great things if you decide, this is so fabulous, Angie, thank you for just putting up with me. You can't.
We're all about rolling with life here.
Oh my goodness, let there be rolling. If you decide that you want to outsource something, so you have somebody doing your social media for you, or you have bookkeeping, or you have a web designer who's going to do something for you, if somebody can help you write a book, your soundtrack also has a sample writing in there, so they can hear your tone, they can hear your voice, they can understand what you feel like. So that every single thing that's created by you, for you, from you, sounds like it's of you, by you, from you. Everything
makes
that collective voice and feel and tone to it. It's the plight of the entrepreneur. And honestly, I would love to say that it's just newbies that experience this. But I work with large global corporations who have the same issue. So don't feel like it's just the little guys that have this issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you run up against, hey, we have this really amazing opportunity. Let's hurry and design something. Let's hurry. And I'm sure you've never had a rush design project, Angie.
Never, ever.
Never. And so you end up recreating the wheel. You end up starting from scratch and sometimes it meshes and sometimes it doesn't. But with the soundtrack, it cuts out all those ifs. Again, it takes out that uncertainty. And it's like, oh, we need this. Awesome. Here's the guide for that. Or let's send this off to the printer so that it's done perfectly the first time. There's no reprints. Let's send this off to the developer so that it's done the first time. It will save you so much time and so much money. You can train more clearly with it. It saves you time answering all the questions like, what word do we use for this? And how do we talk to our clients? And where do we find our clients? It's just this single document that has it all. The other part that I probably my most favorite, other than the checklist, I love that the first two pages are your vision and your mission. And I encourage any client of mine to read that out loud every single morning. Because again, it keeps you focused. You want to make sure your mission statement is actually going to help you achieve your vision. You want to make sure that every single day, everything you do is moving you toward that your greater path and purpose. If it's a relationship, if it's a client, if it's an advertising opportunity, if it doesn't jive with your brand soundtrack, if it isn't completely in tune, then it's a no. It just helps you decide if it's an opportunity or a distraction much more quickly. But it keeps you, it keeps your vision at the forefront of, and whether that's life or business. What do I want to create in this life? Who do I want to be in this life? What am I creating? What impact am I making? It keeps that at the top most of your mind all day long, every single day. You will get there faster. You will get there with more joy. You'll get there with more people that you love around you. It's just that key to, I believe, absolute success, because it just keeps everything in alignment. And if, like I said, if something comes along and it's out of whack, it's an instant no. And you can feel like you are completely in alignment with your true values and with your core beliefs and with who you truly are, because it's like, this is what I said I was important to me. I recommend people revisit this at least once a year, not only to make sure their marketing pieces are all collected, but again, to make sure that everything is still 100% in alignment. Make sure your core values haven't shifted a little bit. I mean, ultimately, your core beliefs won't change per se, but they may affect the way you do business differently. You may interpret them differently. They'll affect your behavior differently. So it's oh my goodness, clearly it's important. I just can't stop babbling about it. I love the soundtrack. I love a brand soundtrack. It just keeps everybody in tune.
That's nice. And so you call it a soundtrack. So does it literally have music in part of it?
If you have music in your world, it does. Like for me,
awesome.
I have theme music. When I speak, I have walk on the stage music. It's in there.
Nice.
But mostly it's because, again, so much of my world is musically, and that's part of my brand, frankly, is everything is music. So the soundtrack, I like it because we have this collection of stuff, and this helps us more create our brand, create our signature, create the impact, rather than it be this accidental thing that we fell into once. You know, it just it keeps everything in alignment with the purpose. So the soundtrack is kind of like, I like the brand soundtrack because it's kind of like a band manager, where the only people, you know, when I've been on tour with bands, there's so many moving parts. There's the instruments, there's the music, there's the people, and the lights and the sound and the fog machine or whatever, you know, depending on the show. And here's the little band manager sitting over in the corner, out of sight but easily accessible, making sure we all get to our spots at the right time, making sure we're all singing the same song at the same time in the same key, making sure everything goes flawlessly. And that's how I kind of view your brand soundtrack. It keeps you on track. It keeps everybody on the same key, in tune, delivering your message directly to your ideal client.
Nice. Well, Miss Amber, we are almost to the end of our time together. I cannot believe it's gone this fast. I'm pretty sure we could just keep talking for hours on end.
I believe we could.
And it would be a very joyful. It would be a very joyful, playful time, because I know that when you and I first connected, we just chatted about all sorts of things. So
yes, we did.
I feel I feel so grateful that you're part of my world and that I get to share in the joy that you bring to this planet. What is the easiest way for people to get in touch with you, to follow up with the work that you do, and for those epic sensitives that are interested in going through the process of branding themselves like a rock star?
Oh my goodness. The easiest way is to claim your discovery duet. This is the time that it's a one-on-one private conversation. We spend 30 to 40 minutes talking about your business, talking about your goals in life, talking about what challenges you have and how we could possibly overcome those. The easiest way to do that is to go to yourbrandbydesign.com/discovery duet. You can, it'll ask you a couple of questions, and then you just find a time, it'll take you right to my calendar, and you can find a time that works best for your schedule. You can also, if you just have questions, if you just are not quite sure if this is something that really will, because I want to make sure that I can help you get where you want to go. You can also just email me directly. Honestly, you can email me at amber@yourbrandbydesign.com. I respond pretty quickly to email.
Nice. Thank you so much for sharing time with us here on Epic Sensitive. For those of you that are listening, for those of you that are listening live or in the future, if you go to the description of this show's her website, Your Brand by Design, is actually linked in there to make it easy for you to get to Amber's website.
Thank you
again, Amber. I really appreciate
your
genius and your excitement, your passion, and your embodiment of a giggle.
Everything I have. I wrote that down. Thank you for saying it that way. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's me. That's totally me. So thank you for that phrase.
You're so welcome. I'm so happy that I could contribute to you in some beautiful way. I appreciate that. So thank you. I look forward to connecting with you some more and maybe doing another show or eight or something. I'm sure that you'll be hearing more from both Amber and I in the future because I adore her and I love connecting and collaborating with her. So thank you, Miss Amber.
Love it. Thank you, Angie. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So thank you so much for being here today. And again, I thank you for sharing this show. I thank you for those of you that are showing up in the chat room, that are sending me private messages as we've been on air. I do see you and I am feeling your presence. Thank you for those of you that have connected to me through Facebook and have sent me messages. All of that. I am passionate about being alive and being connected with humans that are so excited about being on this planet. I know that there is at times some controversy in the spiritual communities about being divine versus being human. And I'm all about being both at the same time. I am a space where the divine and the human actually meet. And that is why I am being willing and why I am choosing to lead the Epic Sensitives, because my vision, my awareness is that when we choose to be divine and human, we actually embody the exponential creative power of our Creator, and we bring to this planet all that we are. And at this time in history, humanity needs you as an Epic Sensitive to be fully online and embracing your gifts. So I thank you for being willing to show up time and time again. I thank you for being willing to choose to stay on this planet, even when you feel scared, even when you feel despair, even when you feel depressed or anxious, that you are finding ways to choose to stay. I thank you for showing up for me. I thank you for showing up for this show that actually allows us to continue to go forward with the movement of the Epic Sensitives. We are here to shift us from being too sensitive, quote, end quote, too sensitive, to being powerful beyond measure. Because your gifts as an Epic Sensitive are powerful beyond measure. If you'd like more information, you'd like to learn more about me, you can reach out to my website at angiemilgate.com. That's AngieMillgate.com. You can also join us on the new Facebook group of Epic Sensitives. Search that in the groups on Facebook. And if you'd like to go deeper with me, if some of the things that we've talked about today and on previous shows have sparked a curiosity on what it is that I do on this planet, then you can reach out and get on my calendar for a complimentary connecting call at connectwiththephoenix.com. And that will take you directly to my calendar so you can schedule a complimentary 30-minute call. So we can figure out if we're in alignment to work further together. Thank you again. Remember that everything that you choose is creating the forward movement in your life. So everything you're experiencing now is based on the choices you made in the past. If you don't like where you are now, make new choices so that the future you experience is one that you want to live. Create yourself a beautiful day. I love you guys. Bye-bye.